Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So Joe and Ray here. And I don't know, you want to get Bergen on here?
Yeah, last time we saw Jim Bergen, he was lecturing you. He was on legalese and the like.
Collusion?
Collusion. Yeah. Our friend, partner, Shipman and Goodwin. Mr. Bergen, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're good, thanks. So yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court says they will not hear the state's appeal in the murder case against Michael Skakel. Did this surprise you at all?
No. My original thought was this had no chance. And then when I read the state's brief, I thought they did a very good job. And you never know with the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, what they're going to take. But
right.
They gave it no treatment. You know, basically is with no explanation of their decision. So it just goes by the wayside along with the 99% of other cases that try to get the Supreme Court's attention.
So if I say I'm going to take this to the Supreme Court, my odds are not all that great.
No. That's in your mind, you're taking it to the Supreme Court, but you're not taking it to the Supreme Court.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. What can I tell you? Well, anyway. But, I mean, the whole thing was, and if you would, Jim, just go back and let's talk about his basis for appeal and what's been going on with Skakel, because we're talking about a 10-year period of time, I do believe, close to.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the basis for the appeal was that his lawyer wasn't good enough, didn't do what is the constitutional minimum. It's not just that, I wish he was a better lawyer. It's that everybody who goes to trial should have a lawyer that does certain things. That's the constitutional minimum. And here they said he didn't. And there were a variety of reasons why Judge Bishop said that so in a habeas corpus case. But the core reason that got the most treatment by both Supreme Court panels in Connecticut that looked at it was that there was a neutral alibi witness that was not connected to the family for the last 30 years who he didn't call. And that guy said, yeah, I was watching the Monty Python movie with everybody else. And the other witnesses in the case were all family. And so since the alibi was the big defense, and everybody knows that families stick together,
sure,
people could discount the family. And that's what the belief is how he got originally convicted. Had the neutral, and the guy was a psychologist, and he hasn't seen the family in decades, if he had come along and said, no, I was there.
And Michael was there, and I know he didn't do this.
Exactly.
This is so complicated. Is this the most in your time working in the law? Is this the case that's gone on the longest? I mean, this is 40 years now.
That's been a long time.
Well, there are rivals like the LaPointe case, but this one probably got more attention to the lawyer's work in the case than any case I've ever heard of. That is, so many different panels studied everything that was done, and the lawyers on each side studied everything that was done, and they debated over what's a defense lawyer supposed to do, what's he got to do, and there are best practices that we all aspire to, but there's also minimum standards, and that was the debate, whether this met the minimum standards, and everybody knew Mickey Sherman was a very good lawyer. He had done a lot of good cases, and I actually had cases with him. He's really good. He just didn't do a good job this time, and it's not like, you know, he's a bad lawyer. It's just that in this case, he did not do something minimally he was supposed to do.
All right, so now, since the Supreme Court said no, thank you, the state has a choice. They can either just say that's it, vacate the whole darn case, or they can basically try it again. And at this late date, as Joe pointed out, you're talking about a long ways back.
Yeah, back in the 70s. I think the odds of them retrying it are very, very low. And the reason for that first is the fact that even the mom, Dorothy Moxley, said, I'll be okay either way, even though I think he's guilty. They did a great job. You know, don't do it just for me. The other is that he's already served about a decade.
Yeah.
They've also lost a couple of witnesses to sort of running out of life.
Yeah,
it's a long, long time. And then the clear thing is the next defense attorney is not going to make these errors. This case is so studied that basically any lawyer right. who just studies the record will know how to win the case. So under those circumstances, I think it's over. They just have to make the decision, and they're going to do that deliberately. And then Skakel himself, obviously should just go on and live a life, but he had the core of his young adult life ripped away from him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, of course, his reputation, et cetera, et cetera. Now, he obviously has enough resources. He doesn't need to sue.
No.
But that's something he's got to at least think about. And the one thing that I think is interesting that most people wouldn't think about is the civil versus the criminal. He might have a civil case. You don't have enough time to talk about whether he does or doesn't, but he might have one. And they're not allowed in negotiations over retrial to say, hey, I'll give it up if you just decide not to retry. Nor
wow.
can the prosecutor come to his lawyers and say, hey, look, why don't you just agree not to bring the civil and we will drop the criminal? You can't do that. Those are completely different functions. It's not only unethical, but it could be considered actually criminal because you're threatening somebody yeah. with going to prison unless you decide a certain way. Or, yeah. from the other point of view, you're bribing somebody so that you don't get prosecuted. So people can't do that. You can't mix right. the two.
Have wow. you guys figured out that Jim teaches over at the UConn School of
Thank
Law?
God.
Yeah, it's,
I feel like I've been in school for the last 10 minutes.
We just got a semester here. That was nice.
I'm just waiting for the opportunity to serve you, Ray, you know.
So you will eventually.
I don't know what you're going to do wrong, but I'm ready.
To serve him papers?
Give
me
time.
Serve?
Give me time. Hey, it's going to have something to do with collusion, I'm sure. hey, Jim, it's great talking
Thanks,
to you.
Thanks, Jim.
My friend.
Appreciate
All right,
it.
Good to talk to you.
All Bye-bye. Right. And by the way, Jim was a major donor to the holidays.
God, that's confusing.
I know.
Seriously.
This is what he does for a living.
It's been 40-something years.
I know. You can't. How can you do this?
Well, you can't. Well, I mean, you put Martha Moxley's mother through hell because she's a poor woman's 87 years old. It's just
all right. And I do want to mention Jim is of course, also a partner at Shipman and Goodwin.
Yes, exactly.
Works civil law, criminal law, just you name it. He works law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.